The Mining New South Wales Conference is on in Orange this week, and high on the agenda has been the topic of community engagement. The Chief Executive of the New South Wales Minerals Council, Nikki Williams, told the conference that the industry is not perceived as having values, and she believes that that building deep and honest community relationships needs to be a priority for all companies. In a few moments, we'll talk to Fiona Simpson, the President of the New South Wales Farmers Association, about whether she believes the industry is doing a good job of building community trust, and you might have some first-hand experience that you'd like to share too. 1300 549 222. But first to one of our major local mines, North Parks, and its Managing Director Craig Stegman is our guest this morning. Thanks a lot for your time this morning, Craig.
Oh, welcome, Angela.
Now, what's your response to Nikki Williams' comments yesterday about the mining industry not being perceived as having values? Do you agree?
Well, I can understand the perceptions there. You know, we've tried to do a lot in our own local community to demonstrate that we have, we have a view that we will create very strong relationship with our local community. So, you know, I understand where Nikki's coming from.
How do you think that's come about? Looking, I mean, I know it's different for different parts of the industry, but generally, where do you think that fear comes from?
Well, I think to a certain extent it comes from people not understanding what each other's doing. So, in our case, we've spent a lot of time making sure the local community understands what we do out here at North Parks. And so I think that's a key part. And in other areas, obviously, without a history of mining, it's a little harder.
How have you gone about building community relations generally and in particular for the expansion project?
Well, the fundamental for us is that we always try to make sure the community has all the information it needs to be able to understand what we're doing. So we've always had a long-term relationship with our local neighbours and our community, and we do that through regular face-to-face meetings. But I guess the key issue for me is whenever we sense there's an issue emerging, then we confront it head-on, and that means getting out into the community and having very good quality discussions with people. So we cut through all this he said, she said kind of thing.
How important is that to move swiftly on that sort of thing in communities like Parks and Forbes and the surrounding areas?
Well, I think we see it as very important because it, once the rumour mill gets going and, people start telling stories about things, the best thing for us is to tell our own story. And so that's how we approach it. Let's get out there. Let's talk to the local papers. Let's make sure we're meeting with local people. Whenever there's an issue, that's the approach we try to take. Not always 100% successful, but that's the way we try to do it.
At least that conversation is happening.
I think that's the key part, because whenever there's a vacuum, that's where we've seen problems develop.
Now, a number of mines are moving in the direction of employing community relations managers or community engagement managers or whatever they're called. And I know that there is one for North Parks. What are their roles generally?
Well, we've got several people. We've got one fellow, Brad Welsh, who basically manages the whole community engagement piece around our Step Change expansion project. And then we've got Andrew Garrett, who looks after the local community for our core business. And so, you know, they get involved in all of the local community meetings. They manage our grants program, so that they're constantly sort of in the community and they represent our face. So people know if they want to find out something about them, about our business, then these are the people they contact.
And you also have a community consultative committee?
That's right. So this is a committee made up of a whole variety of different representatives from the Parks and Forbes communities, and we meet every 6 months. We explain, you know, what's happening at North Parks and what's going on, and then that's an opportunity to get feedback from them about issues that they perceive are occurring in the community.
And open days as well?
Yeah, our open day last year was incredibly successful. We had over 2,500 people turn up, and I'm just constantly amazed at the amount of goodwill that open day generated, because people have come up to me and said, "Gee, I didn't know you guys did this, and I didn't know that's how you did your business."
And it's good for locals to be able to have a sticky beak around at these places that sort of happen behind the hills, you know, in the distance that we don't really get access to generally.
Well, I think that's a key part of it. And what most people don't realise is that, you know, the North Parkes mine occupies the area of about an average farm, about 900 hectares of land. And, you know, so our footprint isn't that large in the context of the Central West. And then when you consider that we employ over 700 people, then you get a sort of a feel for the size of the activity that we're doing.
Now, for an industry that's, my guest this morning, Craig Stegman, Managing Director of North Parkes Mine, for an industry that's trying to build trust, we had a lot of trouble yesterday finding a local mine that would speak to us about this particular issue on air today, particularly mining companies that are engaged in the exploration stages of their projects. Is that the most critical time to build good relations with communities and landholders? Is that where things can go wrong?
We can go wrong at any stage, but if you don't get off on the right foot, then you've really got a problem. And you know, North Parkes has been exploring in the area for 40 years. If you look at all its predecessor companies, and there's no doubt there are things that happened in the early history of the exploration here at North Parkes, which created some problems. And you know, it's taken us a long time to work through those issues. So I agree, it is important. I know some of the explorers personally, and I know they are very concerned about this, and they're trying to do a lot better. But, you know, it's not a simple thing getting this right. There's lots of different people with lots of different views. You know, you're never going to please everyone.
What do you see overall, Craig, as the measures of success in terms of community building and community relationships?
Doing what you say you're going to do, being open and honest about what you're going to do, no surprises, getting back to people regularly, and that's the recipe that we apply.
Thank you very much for joining us on the program. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for the time, Angela.
There's Craig Stegman there, the Managing Director for North Parkes Mine in the Forbes and Parkes area. Fiona Simpson joins us now. She's the President of the New South Wales Farmers Association. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. Good morning, Angela.
Have you enjoyed being in the region this week?
Certainly have. I've had a fantastic 2 days, absolutely glorious weather, and I had a good look around and was able to talk to and listen to a lot of our farmers and members and see some things on the ground, so it was fantastic.
Now, I would imagine that one of the issues they've been talking to you about is competing with mining and the issues of licences and exploration, and we were just speaking to Craig Stegman, the Managing Director of North Parkes Mine, about community engagement, because it's been a big focus at the mining conference in Orange this week. In general, do you think the mining industry is doing a good job of building community trust?
Look, I think they're doing a much better job now. And are acknowledging the need, primarily, I think, for this social licence to operate. You know, it is a thing now that is talked about, a social licence to operate, you know, what getting on with the community and ensuring that they have agreement and, approval by the community for the mine to operate. So the best community consultation that they can do ensures that they do get this social licence to operate.
So what does good community engagement look like from your perspective and what your members are telling you?
Well, good community engagement to us is the ability for the mining companies to really consult. And that's a two-step thing. It's not just talking to people and telling them what the mining companies are proposing for their regions, but it's also listening to people and hearing what the communities are saying, hearing what is important to them, and hearing how the mining companies can work with their communities to achieve those aims wherever possible. And I think old sort of consultation or some of the older styles of consultation that I have certainly seen is the communities being talked at and people being talked at and landholders being talked at and feeling that they really have no say whatsoever in the process.
And questioning the whole use of the term consultation if it's just really information giving.
Absolutely. We see consultation as two-way communication. It's talking to the communities and it's listening to the communities. And it's really reacting with the communities and working with the communities. And I think, you know, in the old days we saw mining companies tend to approach landholders sort of quietly on a one-on-one basis and sort of sneak, for want of a better word, into regions, whereas now we very much encourage mining companies to openly discuss their plans with community members and people who are interested and open openly promote this very open dialogue and discussion about, you know, what the community is actually seeking.
Now, we're hearing from Craig Stegman that they're committed to, you know, they've got a number of community relations managers, they have community consultative committees and open days. You know, they're allocating a fair amount of resources to this area. My understanding is where things can go wrong is down more at the exploration level and the people who are out on the ground meeting landholders as they're on their land.
That's right. Now, look, from what I understand, North Parks has absolutely been exemplary in the way that it has conducted its community consultation. But certainly, I think, you know, in these initial stages of exploration, when perhaps the mining companies are under a certain amount of pressure financially and time-wise to get things done, then, you know, shortcuts can be taken and, in fact, have been taken in proper consultation with landholders to ensure that landholders and communities are very aware of what is happening and what is actually going to occur in the community or on the land. And sometimes this process is sort of short-circuited a little bit, which is, I think, to the disadvantage of the mining company in the long term if they are looking at staying in the community and establishing relationships with the community.
Absolutely. And if things go wrong at that point, at the real on-the-ground level, it can affect all the other good work that has gone before that. Is there a way around this, Fiona, if it just comes down to a landholder having a bit of a tussle with one of the guys involved in the exploration process?
Look, I think really it is, the ball is in the mining company's court, and I think the mining companies or the exploration companies, and often it's one and the same thing, need to really seriously look at, you know, how they approach communities in exploration, how they approach landholders in exploration. They need to actually make sure that they are properly fulfilling all their rights and duties under the Mining Act, which sometimes they're not, sometimes it's a bit of a short circuit, and they need to just actually take their time to make sure that they are properly consulting with landholders and communities rather than a sort of issuing ultimatums or talking at people.
And from the other side of things, I guess it's about the Farmers Association and various groups being able to equip landholders with knowledge around their rights so they know where they stand.
Absolutely. And look, it's something that we have spent some time at in the Orange District over the last few months. Landholders do not know what to do when faced with an access agreement, and it's a very confusing and confronting time for them, and sometimes there's quite a lot of misinformation surrounding this whole process. So we are certainly actively involved in ensuring that our landowners understand exactly what they can do during this process and how they should proceed, and it's something that we regard as absolutely crucial, because we cannot have people signing agreements that are not going to protect them and being uninformed about this process.
And just lastly, Fiona Simpson, Nikki Williams, the Chief Executive of the New South Wales Minerals Council, yesterday was saying she is putting community engagement right at the top of the agenda. She thinks that, she believes that building a deep and honest community relationships needs to be a priority for all companies. Do you welcome that sort of comment?
Certainly do, and I think I said initially, you know, it really goes hand in hand with this social licence to operate. If they're fair dinkum about a social licence to operate, and if they're fair dinkum about gaining this social licence from the community in which they operate, then they do need to place that at the highest level of priority.
Fiona Simpson, nice to have you on the show again.
Thanks very much, Angela.